Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
I'm Mark Patrick Hederman from Glenstall Abbey, and I'm talking to you about free will in the tragedy of Macbeth. The whole play of Macbeth concerns whether or not Macbeth was free to do what he did and to become what he became, King of Scotland, and later on then to have committed the murders that he did commit, and whether or not this was his own doing or whether he was forced to do it by powers outside his control represented by the witches. The witches made promises to him, such as that he would not be killed by any person except somebody who wasn't actually of woman born, and that nothing would happen to him, he would never be conquered till Birnam Wood removed to Dunsinane. Now, he believed that those things couldn't possibly happen, and therefore he was perfectly free to carry on his particular career, and that he would be protected by these powers. Now, in the end of the play, obviously, he is shown that this was a trick. The enemy used the unusual ploy of cutting down great branches from Birnam Wood to camouflage themselves so that the lookout in his castle think that Birnam Wood is moving to Dunsinane. And also he discovers that Macduff was from his mother's womb untimely ripped, so that therefore he has been tricked doubly by the witches. Now, he himself at that moment, Macbeth, reveals himself to be a very brave and almost pitiable person, because instead of cringing and falling into despair, he says, "No, let's go to the end. Lay on, Macduff, and damned be him that first cries, hold enough."
Be bloody, bold, and resolute. Laugh to scorn the power of man. For none of woman born shall harm Macbeth.
Then live, Macduff. What need I fear of thee? But yet I'll make assurance double sure and take a bond of fate. Thou shalt not live, that I may tell pale-hearted fear it lies, and sleep in spite of thunder.
What is this that rises like the issue of a king, wears upon his baby brow the round and top of sovereignty?
Listen, but speak not to it.
Be lion-mettled, proud, and take no care who chafes, who frets, or where conspirers are. Macbeth shall never vanquished be until great Birnam Wood, to hide on Sinane Hill, shall come against him.
That will never be. Who can impress the forest, bid the tree unfix his earthbound root? Sweet bodements, good.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.